I wonder too, has anybody thought about the idea? I mean, it's kind of similar, but God, I was thinking sort of about lung cancer, the way they do maintenance treatment. So, NABGEM followed by NALIRI maintenance.
Correct. I think as chemotherapy evolves, we have more effective regimens. We have to start thinking about a maintenance strategy in metastatic pancreatic cancer because these regimens, FOLFIRINOX especially, it's very hard to push this past 4 months. Fatigue, neurotoxicity, anemia, dust buildup. So we are looking into clinical trial designs where we give chemotherapy for 4 months. Also with GEM-NAB-paclitaxel, the median time they're on treatment with GEM-NAB-paclitaxel is about 4 to 5 months. And then just like colon cancer, I think we are closely paralleling colon cancer therapy, where after maybe 4 or 5 months of intensive therapy, we want to go to a maintenance strategy and also introduce new drugs in that situation, whether it's a PARP inhibitor or another targeted agent.
Well, the reason I was thinking about lung cancer, because you think back, like maybe 5 years ago in lung cancer, one of the thinking there was that to use some kind of maintenance because a lot of patients weren't living to get second line therapy. And the idea is to bring it in kind of as maintenance. And, when you think about the prognosis of pancreatic cancer, you wonder whether that kind of a strategy in a research platform would make sense.
It has to be an effective maintenance regimen. In pancreatic cancer, as you said, we really can't give people treatment breaks for long, unlike colon or breast cancer. If you give a treatment break, the cancer comes back, grows back pretty quickly, and becomes more resistant. So in maintenance in this situation, it would be, for example, if it's GEM-NAB-paclitaxel for 4 months, it would mean GEM and another agent, or maybe an oral agent based on preclinical data, which is much more tolerable, no neurotoxicity. But I think you had to introduce another agent as maintenance.
Right.